Eric, if you want to get in the comments and let us know why the hell we watched this movie, that'd be awesome.
Because the joke's on us.
Because right now we just we watched it, and we're hurting. This is the Black Market Toast Podcast, where we take a piece of media out of the cupboard, dust it off, toast it up, and serve it as something completely new. This is episode number...
Number
35!
35!
Yay.
That's
just an arbitrary yay.
We've made it this far.
Yes, yes. This time we'll be taking my friend Eric's recommendation and jumping off of The Wraith, which is available to watch on Hulu.
If you really want to.
Yeah. I don't understand the recommendation after watching this, but sure.
It was a film.
It was a film. It was a bad 80s film. It had so many tropes and so many cliches and Charlie Sheen, which is kind of a trope and a cliche all in himself.
Yeah, I mean, he's become more of a parody of himself as time has gone on.
Right.
You know, I guess back then he was still taking himself pretty seriously.
Yeah, I guess the highlight would be, you know, pre-Twin Peaks, Sherilyn Fenn, boobies.
Yes, that is the best part of the film.
For just, you know, a brief second.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. so we're going to spoil the crap out of it here.
Yeah, if you really...
If you really, really must watch it after this synopsis, then, I don't know. I don't know what to say to you. But so apparently this guy was bullied and died and then came back to exact his revenge on the stereotypically big bully badass guy in the town, and get the girl.
Yeah.
And, had some futuristic car abilities to fly into space and stuff.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Like, I don't even, like, for one, like, the gang in itself is a joke.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're the most, comic booky, thief gang.
It's like the gang from Grease, but...
But they believed
much,
they were serious.
Much worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
they couldn't sing and dance for the shit either, I'm sure.
And the bad guy is in it, thinks he's in this relationship with the girl, and basically she's just accepting rides and stuff from him so he doesn't beat her up. So it's just I don't know. I don't really know where to go from there.
No,
it's bad.
It's a bad movie.
It's a very bad movie.
It's a very bad movie.
And not necessarily bad in a good way. This might be one of those where you go, oh my God, this is horrible. You have to watch this.
Right. But, what makes it worse?
I never got to that point.
Well, actually, what's funny, and you talk about, you know, how bad the movie is, the original role that Charlie Sheen had was going to be played by Johnny Depp. Because this was back when he was dating Sherilyn Fenn.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah. Like, but I guess something came up and he couldn't do the film.
Like,
thankfully.
A career.
Yeah. Yeah.
he had to go do 21 Jump Street.
Right. Right. Which, infinitely better than this.
Yes.
But, Yeah, so Johnny Depp could have been Charlie Sheen in this movie. And it would not have made a damn bit of difference. This is a bad film.
Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah, that could have added something to it, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, there were no standout performances to take away.
No. Even crazy-ass Randy Quaid couldn't film or save this film.
But having Randy Quaid fill a actual, you know, serious law enforcement officer role was a bizarre choice.
Right. Right.
Because, granted, it was before he had all the crazy ass roles.
Yeah, but I'm just so used to seeing him play this crazy off the wall character.
Is it Randy or Dennis?
Oh, Randy Quaid's the one that's like batshit crazy, live in the woods, like get arrested.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Dennis Quaid is a more I don't know if he's a more serious actor, as I put it, but Dennis Quaid's less crazy.
Okay, yeah.
Randy's the one that's having all sorts of weird legal trouble and was he's just doing all sorts of weird stuff.
So Eric, if you want to get in the comments and let us know why the hell we watched this movie, that'd be awesome.
Because the joke's on us.
Because right now we just we watched it and we're hurting so much inside.
Yes. I almost want to exile myself to Canada, like Randy Quaid. Now, it's, there just wasn't a lot of redeemable qualities about the movie.
But
the car was kind of cool.
Yeah, the car, I guess.
For an 80s car, it was cool.
For a fake 80s car that you didn't really get.
No, it was a real car. Without all the special craziness. The car itself was actually like this crazy Dodge prototype.
Oh, okay.
That cost like $1.5 million.
Yeah.
So, like, the car itself was cool.
Well, that was something that was fun with watching the movie was you got to see the period cars. You know,
yeah.
The Dodge Daytona that looked so badass in the 80s and
is like... an 80s period piece.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so this was a period drama set in the 1980s. No. This was a B-Scrap movie... set in the 1980s.
No, well, it's funny, this movie made a profit.
Did it now?
Yes! Yes, it made a profit!
I guess Eric went and saw it a lot.
He must have. He must have bought the video, the VHS tape.
Yeah, I mean...
kept renting it at Blockbuster.
It has actors with pedigree in it. I don't really understand.
Yeah, pedigree. I mean, pedigree-ish, I guess.
Well, I mean, I don't know if this was right before Charlie Sheen was big, but
Charlie Sheen was already big by then. Okay, well, I mean, this is 86. Really, his breakout role was Platoon.
Yeah, well, so, Platoon was after.
Nah, Platoon was like 83.
No, it was 88 or 89.
Was it?
Yeah.
No way.
Way. This is good radio.
No, it came out the same year. This came out the same year as Platoon. Which is probably why it got overlooked.
Yeah, it's just, it didn't get overlooked.
Actually, it didn't
get an Oscar nod. Yeah.
So that's not the only reason this film got overlooked. Yeah. Yeah, this was really like right at the height of his career. Because in the next year he did Wall Street.
When was Major League was... before, right?
No, Major League was after.
After, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was that in that Brat Pack, and I guess...
Yeah, and he was, I guess you could call him an up-and-coming actor. Like I said, after Platoon and Wall Street and things like that, his career really kind of started to get rolling there for a while
before
he jumped the rails.
I mean, was this the 80s version of The Fast and the Furious?
No, God, no. God, no.
No, I mean, because... Those movies are horrible.
It's
you don't this was high in special effects for the 80s.
Yes.
So I mean,
it wasn't as good as the Fast and the Furious because at least the Fast and the Furious had good action scenes.
Well, in the 80s, these were good action scenes. They swear
they weren't.
No,
because like Vanishing Point and things like that that came out in the 60s and 70s.
This was no Flight of the Navigator. Yeah, yeah.
No. You know, there were films with good car chase scenes,
right?
You know, before this. This just didn't have any of them.
Right. It tried to, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess. It had cars going down the road, and then the prototype would turn sideways, and then... it would flash away, and then there would be an explosion.
Yes.
Which was presumably the prototype car.
Yeah.
Which, there's no way it was the prototype car.
That's exactly the way things happen. Exactly. Things happened exactly as you said them.
Yes, I know. I remember this scene so vividly.
In a major motion picture set in the 1980s.
Filmed in the 1980s. Edited in the 1980s. Yes.
Written in a cocaine-fueled binge in the 1980s.
That maybe this is an amazing movie if you're on cocaine.
I'm not going to find out.
No.
Those days are long gone. Long gone.
So maybe that's why people went and saw it.
Well, no. I mean, I can understand why people even kind of got suckered into seeing it. Because like I said, Charlie Sheen was an up-and-coming actor. Because
you can make a 30-second trailer for it that might look okay.
I mean, yeah, for one, you can hide this plot in 30 seconds. That's not going to be a problem. But, you know, Randy Quaid had a name.
Yeah.
And Sherilyn Fenn had a name. Like, she was a, you know.
Did she?
Yeah.
I never knew until Twin Peaks.
Well, she had dated Prince by this point.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, she sort of had a name, so it's, like I said, you hide it in a 30-second trailer, cutting together the 30 seconds of watchable film, and, hey!
And here's this outfit that this guy has, and for some reason, a part of his arm goes away, and then it's next to the wreckage at some point.
It's his robot arm.
Comes back. I
wish I had a robot arm.
Didn't understand. Maybe we just don't get it.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
We just don't get it.
It's just too intellectual for us to grasp.
I guess.
You know, after watching Pi.
Yeah.
This is beyond our grasp.
This is such a change of speed from Pi. Which is a movie that I really enjoyed sitting down and thinking about.
Yes.
You know, really, like, this is a movie that if it came on TV, I might stop
out
of sheer like morbid curiosity for a few minutes, but there's no way I'm sticking to it.
It's an existential crisis. You watch it because why does this exist?
Yeah.
Why are we here?
Well, they never explained the main character.
No, they did. He was bullied and he died and then he came back
to bully. That doesn't make any sense.
To beat up the bullies and get the girl who apparently was pining over him, kind of.
Yeah, but how did he go through this process?
I don't know. Like, yeah, they never explain.
Like, when you die, do you get to stand before the
Almighty?
Well,
you can either go to heaven,
or go to heaven, or I can give you a badass car and you can kill everybody you don't like.
And a robot arm.
Yes, and a robot. No, I'm going to give you a car and you kill everybody you don't like. Do I get a robot arm? Yeah, you do. I'm in. Let's go. Yeah, the robot arm is a deal sealer.
Yeah, and until you agreed to the robot arm, I wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just with two regular human arms, screw that. Give me a robot arm and it's on.
Yeah, and you know, he's in this space suit for portions of it where no one knows who I am because I'm in the space suit. Why does it fucking matter? You're a ghost. They can't hurt you.
Right. Or, you know, you're a ghost.
The only reason you're in that suit is for plot, not for plot.
Yeah.
It's for shock value later
plot
on.
In air quotes, yes. Not plot in, you know.
In reality.
Yes. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, they don't really explain a whole lot of anything.
Maybe M. Night Shyamalan saw this movie and went, I should make The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, The Sixth Sense was watchable.
Once.
Yeah, like all M. Night Shyamalan movies, it was watchable once, except The Last Airbender. Last Airbender is not watchable once.
No,
he ruined that whole franchise.
Yeah, just go back and watch it on Nick.
Yes, yes,
and watch The Legend of Korra, which apparently is also good.
I see that one.
Yeah, apparently it's good. That's what I hear.
Apparently, Little Birdie has told us.
I hear it's good. You can tell how much I've watched it.
Yeah.
This
is just one of those, I don't know, like I'm gobsmacked by this film.
I mean, there wasn't even a good, you know, 80s montage, really.
No?
In there, that, you know.
And looking through, there was a couple of, like, big-name singers on the soundtrack. Because, you know, it's going back to the whole soundtracks and film thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Ozzy had a song on this, Motley Crue. The two songs that you've... Actually, there are three songs that you've heard of in this film.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Smokin' in the Boys Room by Motley Crue was a big hit.
Yeah.
Addicted to Love by Robert Palmer was a huge hit. Okay, Rebel Yell by Billy Idol
Yes.
is on this soundtrack.
But this is not where they came from. You know, these were licensed after the fact.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess, I mean, they tried them. I mean, the badass isn't even believable, you know?
No.
He's just, I don't know, tall? Maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, and
I know it would never happen, but I would like to see riff tracks on this film. Like, they would never get the ability to do MST3K for it,
mm-hmm.
but I would like to see riff tracks on this film. Like, it's so campy and so cheesy that it could be done. Plus, you can make all the Charlie Sheen, Dennis Quaid jokes you want.
Yeah.
They all write themselves.
Yeah, Tiger Blood and...
Yeah.
And yeah, whatever.
Dennis Quaid, just wackiness. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I have to find something else to talk about.
Yeah. Or we just cut it short because of... we had to watch that.
Yeah.
You bastard. Yes.
Yeah. You've killed the podcast. No, just kidding. We've watched worse, and we'll probably watch worse again.
Have we? I mean, we haven't watched worse for the podcast.
No, but I have watched worse movies.
I'm not sure I've sat through an entire one, though.
No?
This is one of those where you wouldn't finish normally. I mean, even Scanners has more redeeming qualities than this.
Yeah.
I guess we could go into 80s movie tropes and special effects and whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't even really know the bite into that.
I don't either.
We're speechless. Thanks, Eric. We're fucking speechless. And if you'd like to recommend a movie, we promise we won't physically, you know, we won't verbally attack you on our podcast.
Unless it's this bad.
I don't know.
I don't either.
So, I say we call it.
Call it?
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to call it, next time, next time we're going to make sure we have something to talk about. Animaniacs is on Netflix.
Yep. And that's going to be the next podcast. And it's going to be better because I think we all have wonderful childhood memories of Animaniacs.
Yes. So we're going to watch a whole shitload of Animaniacs and talk about Animaniacs.
I have already watched a shitload of Animaniacs.
We are going to watch even more shit tons of you know, metric shit tons. Not just regular shit tons, just imperial shit tons. Yeah. We're going to do that next time. And I am at Woodle on Twitter and Instagram. And
I'm that Joe you know on Twitter. I'm the Joe you know on Instagram.
And Eric is my friend. And for I'm now. Starting to question this decision. But we will talk at you next time. Song.